For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Both Riverside and San Bernardino counties are creating or updating their truck routes as required by state law. KVCR's Anthony Victoria says many jurisdictions are making slow progress, and residents living near warehouses are frustrated.
So California passed AB 98 2 years ago to address pollution and traffic from trucks in warehouse-concentrated places. The IE is basically the warehouse mecca of California, so this bill was designed really with us in mind. It requires cities and counties to update their truck routes by January 1st of this year. So environmental justice groups have invited city and county planning officials from both counties to give updates on their progress. So far, only San Bernardino County has adopted a truck route map, and Jurupa Valley and Redlands are in the final stages of completing theirs. But many cities in both counties appear to be behind. Riverside County officials say they're still working on an inventory of existing truck routes within cities and unincorporated areas and plan to do outreach. Moreno Valley City Attorney told me they're behind, but have been in negotiations with the Attorney General's office and made leeway on the routes. EJ groups say they're frustrated by what they consider a lack of progress.
Victoria says it's still unclear if there's any penalties or consequences for cities who missed the deadline. Visit kvcrnews.org to read the full story. Multiple California colleges are winding down a program designed to help the children of migrant workers during their freshman year on campus because the Trump administration said it will deny any future applications. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has more.
The College Assistance Migrant Program, known as CAMP, serves about 2,400 children of migrant farm workers per year and pays for dedicated tutoring, counseling, financial aid, and internships. Dr. Dwayne Cantrell with Cal State Bakersfield says the CAMP program there just finished its five-year funding cycle, so the program has ended.
It's sad that it's not continuing. However, we do know who our CAMP students are, and we have been able to provide services through our existing system. They are not the same resources, but we haven't forgotten about them.
The administration said in its 2026 budget proposal that the CAMP program is extremely costly and not proven effective. The feds tried to cut $52 million in funding for the 2025 fiscal year, but released the money after a group of schools filed a lawsuit. Some schools still have time on their funding cycle, so the program will survive for this year at several Cal State locations and a handful of community colleges. Rafael Topete is Senior Director of Educational Partnerships at Cal State Long Beach. He says the program there has funding for this year and is contracted to operate through 2029.
It's an access program that has allowed many students from a migratory background to come into college and change the trajectory of not only their lives, but also have a positive change with their whole family.
Torpete adds it's unclear whether the administration will try to withhold funds in future years for schools that have time left in their funding cycle. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
President Donald Trump is delivering the first State of the Union address of his second term. Priorities for the Republicans' administration have centered largely on the economy, immigration, crime, energy, and national security, issues about which he's known to make false and misleading claims. For example, while the economy has grown overall, it has hit bumps in 2025. Trump also overstates investments in the U.S. and misleads figures related to migrant crime. Plus, Trump frequently exaggerates the cleanliness of coal and cost of wind energy. Trump makes his speech today. Tune in to KVCR at 6 tonight for President Trump's State of the Union address, Democratic response, and NPR analysis. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.